From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday signed Congress's massive $1.3 trillion spending bill into law, funding the government through September 30th. The bill averted a government shutdown hours before funding was scheduled to lapse. The signing came after Trump had threatened to veto the measure.
I looked very seriously at the veto. I was thinking about doing the veto, but because of the incredible gains that we've been able to make for the military, that overrode any of our thinking.
The law fulfills Trump's vow to boost military funding, but provides funding for limited parts of his immigration agenda. It also ends Congress's long struggle to fund federal agencies since last fall. France's Interior Ministry confirms police killed a gunman who had shot and killed three people during a hostage situation in a supermarket in the southwestern town of Trèbes Friday. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
The gunman, named as Redouane Lakhdim, a French-Moroccan, reportedly screaming, "Allahu Akbar, I will kill you all." The 26-year-old was known to police for petty crimes, but they did not believe he had been radicalized. Reports suggest the hostages seized initially in the supermarket were freed after a senior law enforcement officer offered to take their place. French media said the suspect claimed allegiance to Islamic State and demanded the release of Salah Abdeslam, the surviving suspect in attacks in Paris that killed 130 people in 2015.
That was Lucy Fielder. The Justice Department of the U.S. is proposing rule changes that will effectively ban bump stock devices that allow semi-automatic weapons to fire like a machine gun. This is VOA News. The second